Hobbies of Orange, episode 16. Last week on Hobbies of Orange, Willie Nelson showed up to play some tunes while the Chosen Three took out a mound of dirt. This week, they'll be in the blaze to a sandy land and dream of reaching the big city here on... Best three kids now!
Oh, thank you so much for everything you've done.
Hey, no problem at all. It's what we do.
We're superheroes, really.
So, where are you off to next?
Wherever the road takes us, I guess. Well, since the road is one way, you're going to the desert.
Desert? What's that?
It's a place with sand and sun.
Ooh, like the beach. I love that place.
It's not a beach.
Hey, the bus schedule says the bus is going to come very soon.
Yeah, don't stand in the road.
Hey, I can stand in the road if I want to. You're not my mom.
Hey, here comes the bus. Best move.
Here come the little hyenas now.
Ness, move. You could die.
No! Hit the brakes!
Oh, crap!
I said stop it!
Ah! PSI freeze beta!
Wow. That was a little, too close for comfort.
What's wrong?
You, almost killed me back there.
You're very lucky.
Anyways, do you have change for a 20?
Here you go.
Thanks.
Onward to the desert.
Step on the gas.
Traffic jam.
And what do we do now?
Dang! Detach the rear vehicle!
Detach the rear vehicle? What rear vehicle?
I think he was joking.
They're not taking me seriously.
I think our bus driver is sort of weird.
Yeah, it makes me want to stay in the back of the bus.
I'll lure these guys to the front.
What's he doing?
Ew, hopefully not what I think he's doing.
I didn't expect to have to use this.
Oh my god.
Ah! Put that away!
What's wrong? Come a little closer!
Paula, get the door open.
No! Get away!
I planted a bomb.
What? Why?
Seemed like the right thing to do.
The door's open, let's go!
Run!
How did you fuck up?
What's that?
I said, good lord, Jeff, why on earth did you blow it up?
I like fire.
Well, sounds like a pretty good reason to me.
Well, now we're never gonna get through this stupid traffic jam since, like, six of the cars are melted together.
Desert time.
Wow. It looks like it goes on forever.
It doesn't. Let's get going.
Does that sign say drugs?
It's obviously a drugstore.
Are you absolutely sure?
I need to get some stuff.
Yeah, it's a drugstore. They don't sell drugs.
No, behind the store.
Whoa! Who are you?
I'm nobody. but I'm here for you. What do you need?
Give me 3 bottle rockets, 2 of those bombs, and an upgraded Mach 7 automatic laser beam rifle gun.
Okay, good to go. And did you know, the Mach 7 automatic laser beam rifle gun now doubles as a money laser? Money lasers? It's true. On the money setting, the laser can produce a powerful stream of pure money. Sometimes it doesn't work, though.
What happens then?
Surprise, surprise. No money lasers.
Alright, have a good day then.
Keep it on the down low, and good luck out there.
Man, we're never gonna cross this desert.
But look how far we've already come.
But which way are we supposed to go?
I think I found something.
Well, we just stay parallel with the road, and then we're gonna get to the other side.
Guys, I found something.
I think we should follow the cactuses. They'll lead us to water, and ultimately, Kansas.
Are you guys even listening to me?
Ness, that doesn't make any sense. And it's cacti, you idiot.
Pay attention.
Jeff, put down the gun, man.
I found this sesame seed.
Congratulations, you found a white sesame seed. You're observant.
It can talk.
I'm looking for my long-lost life partner.
Holy crap! You can talk!
What does he look like?
He's black and, you know, a sesame seed.
You're talking!
When did you last see him?
We went out dancing at a club sandwich, and Black Sesame Seed saw how bad I sucked at dancing, so I think he left me.
Does anyone realize she's talking?
He left you because you couldn't dance?
Yeah, I'm just so white. Now we'll never be together. But maybe if you see him, you could tell him I still love him.
Of course we will.
How can you dance? You don't have any arms. Or legs. Or anything. Seriously, how can you talk?
Ness, we're mending a hurt relationship. We should be sensitive.
But it's so dumb!
How can you say such a thing? You're so cold, Ness. Screw you guys, I'm gonna go find the Black Sesame Seed by myself.
See ya.
Fine, be that way. Jeff and me don't need you to beat the game anyway.
She gets mad a lot.
Yeah, she's annoying. I don't know why we hang out with her.
Didn't you save her?
Yeah, I was young and impressionable a few episodes ago.
Hey there, boys! What brings you to the middle of the desert?
There was a traffic jam, and now we have to walk.
Ah, that blows. I'm George Montague of the Montague Construction Company. My brother and I dig holes for people. This project was his idea, though.
Oh, man. It's crazy down there.
Oh, there you are. How's the hole coming along?
Oh, it's getting deeper, but it's also getting harder to dig. Who are your friends here?
They're, oh, wait, no. Actually, I haven't gotten your guys' names yet.
I'm Ness, and, this is Jeff.
I can speak for myself.
Oh, great. I hate to ask, though, but you guys haven't have any food on you? I've been down in the mine all day, and I'm starving.
Yeah, I have this hamburger, but it's been in my backpack for a few days.
Oh, hey man, that's fine. I could eat a horse at this point, but I wouldn't.
Hope not. But I do wonder, what horse tastes like? Do you think it's better than that hamburger?
Oh, well, now it's not, because I already ate it. You kids sure are great. Always wanted kids, but apparently you have to have a woman to get those. Actually, this one time, I was engaged to a girl named Samantha. But you know, in the middle of the relationship, she started...
No, we don't have time for that story.
Oh, well, you know, anyway, to make the long story short, I began a career in construction and digging holes in hopes of finding treasure to give to Samantha. But now she's in jail for assaulting horses, but that's another story. Hey, I've got it. If I find some treasure, I'll give it to you guys. It'll be like you boys are my Samanthas.
Dude, you guys should probably get out of here before the pants fly.
I'm already out the door.
Isn't that Paula over there?
Actually, I think you're right. What's she
doing?
Come
on! Thomas Jefferson! Nachos, nachos, nachos! Quesadilla!
Paula, what are you doing?
Oh, it's you guys. Enjoying some desert sloths here.
Those are people.
Yeah, that's three Mexicans wearing cardboard boxes.
So what? I can gamble any way I want to, Ness.
It's time to go, addict.
I'm not an addict.
Paula, how much of our money did you use?
About 12.
Oh, well, that's not bad.
1,000. 12,000.
What? Are you serious? How much did we have?
That's not important. We should get going.
Are we poor now?
Yes, Jeff. I believe we are.
And that's how Paula became a gambling addict. Join us next time to find out if the Chosen Three get incarcerated for murdering a bus driver. Here on... Fobbies of Orange!
Why are you coughing?
The entire episode.
What?
Hey, you should say something.
I should say something. Yeah.
Not you.
Yeah, okay, I was gonna introduce the person, but fine. Okay, if you heard Sesame Seed that didn't sound like either myself, Exvis, or Madcap, or if you weren't in the IRC channel when Loahi spoiled it for everyone, joining us for this time only, and I guess whenever we do White Sesame Seed again, is Melcat, also known in the forums as, wouldn't you have it, White Sesame Seed.
Hello.
Hi.
That's her.
That's her.
Everyone, applaud or something, because that was a great job. You sold me on the crying, I guess.
Yeah, that was great.
Thanks.
I wanted to go look for that thing myself. Okay, that was weird.